Hot Sugis. Grund auf Mem Tessa belief. Grund Mem Yesterday we spoke a little bit more about the Misyavnim, how that applies to us. And Kamokm Laharich. The question is whether Dvorim Mutorim, that they take us out of the Masiach Das, whether that could be possible as well. There's a Tendaitcho, and those things that are Masiach Das. The things that are Masiach Das are the things that we have to be aware of, and we have to work on, and we have to try and Tendaitcho, which is what we're working on. That's the avoider of the Vaad at the moment. Okay. The last plan of Memtes. Umikana atalome. Yeah, you learn. Shidvorim shula bedoris akkaidim. Hayimokam libzol em heter. There were things in previous generations where you could perhaps find a heter. Hayome masuri buyisur muhlat. Today they're also the gamre. Kashe hamilchoma isinatusha bimigroshim agzeiris vinuim. Hashveilas the tavach. When the milchoma used to be what we said, Shibas Ha'umois, the milchoma of Gzeirah, stopping them from keeping Torah, from keeping mitzvahs, humiliation, murder, pogroms, Oli Amokam Limtzol Yehudi Heter Lefamim La'Asiach Das. There was a heter sometimes. You have persons can be very ill, going through Yisurim. There could be space to be matter a hesef hadas. The balot like tzat bevidu betanugo ilamazeh amanas lishmo ashpias daiter albrias nafshe. Could be in such extreme cases. There's a heter to be masiach das. Lo kein ayom ayom ishtani amigrash. Today things are very different. Ayom pona tushamava. But the kuda zu biduk. Because yeah, is exactly where the Muhammad is. Today the Muhammad is, where do you find your pleasure? Where do you put your das? What are you binding yourself to? Where's your head? That is the Muhammad today, the source of Isa. Shenasud bevidu bepizu anefesh. You're not left alone for a minute to do what you're supposed to be doing because you're in all these other places. That's in the Muhammad. This is not a side issue. That is the avoided today. And therefore, that becomes much more of a cheshbon where and how we deal with it. Okay, that's right, the end of the parak. We've spoken about it. We take on an avoider to work on that. So hopefully, we'll become more aware of it. We're apprentices. We're not just talking about an ideal yet. We're apprentices hoping to become the masters, but right now we have the work to do. We're going to change gears here quite a bit. We're going to go more into the cater, not into the what, but the how. Let's see. Per exile, but Rocky Malia Litzagner is Matsav Doremi, Venusemisenium Yuchadim. In the previous prokim, we dealt with a very specific, unique nisoinus of this generation. We spoke about the very extreme opposites of the situation that we're dealing with it, and also we spoke about the enormous achrayus that we have to order our lives accordingly. Knowing where you stand, understanding the turf that you're on is a very big thing as well. a clear definition of what the matzav is and understanding that in Ruchniyistic term, that's an enormous toilet in itself. Yeah. Knowing the problem is half the solution. Sometimes you find a person, he's indulging chayves. It's one gemach to another gemach. He's forgotten about what's the source of his income, how big are his expenses. How can he save money? They're organizations that help people that are drowning in debt and whatever. They help them to make budgets, they help them to understand the situation. They give them training to make more dead with the financial problems they have. It's amazing to see when the situation gets clarified, when you understand exactly what the reality on the ground is, the problem gets manageable before it's out of control. Understanding what you're dealing with is an enormous liberation. Look, I'm all kindly in your name, that's a motion. Gracious, he shtadlanu b'prokim akoyim nasiris harofel b'chois abirut alizeh adoris habaya v'atzbosu b'mkoyma miduya v'mikumo b'dubar. We tried in the previous prokim to remove the cloud and the mystery about exactly what's going on. We try to come up with a clear picture. V'ata nifne l'shayla g'doyim. Yesh pikaron? We have a solution. Yesh le mal asok? There are many things in our lives where you have to do that. You have to say, Ein ma lasot. For honest Rachmana Potra. Most things in our life, by the way, fit into that category. Many things we spend a lot of time discussing and talking about are things you actually have no say on at all. And nothing you can do about it. People sit around talking politics and politics. When was the last time anyone ever listened to you or took what you were saying seriously? But this situation has something to do with me. So, but is there a solution or just what do you want from me? You're 100% incorrect. He said Hashem doesn't give us nishonot that we can't stand, that we can't. And I'm telling him that he's 100% incorrect. The definition of a nisayon is you can't do it. Slowly. You're correct, but you have to understand why I said you're 100% incorrect. Let's see. We've spoken about that before you. What is a nisayon? Okay. Let's hold that and we'll come back. And he's going to say exactly what you said. Disagree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a person an insight that he can't meet modern. We have to go find the ways and the tools that the Kodesh Baruch gave us to deal with our situation. So before we go weiter, this nation again a pitaron and said it maket. Near Kintis is a foreign, the Mishpatim Smurim. Let's stop here because I want to tell you what an insight is. Before we go forward, there is a very important episode you need to know. It'll help you in all your nisayon. What is in his sight? Test. Hashem's testing you. Why is he testing you? He wants to know how you're going to do. That's ridiculous. Hashem knows how you're going to do. So the classic answer is so that you can know what you're capable of. Huh? So you know what you're capable of. You don't know what you're capable of. Hashem squeezes you. And then you discover what you're capable of. Correct? That's what a test is. The teacher gives a test to class, not so much because he wants to find out where the kids are holding. That's also part of it. But he wants to find out, he wants the kids to find out what they're capable of. That would be all very well if the word nisayon didn't need to be understood. The Torah, the words are not just random words. Nisayon means what? Loshen Nes. A Nes is either a banner, a proclamation, a banner, or it means miracle. That's what a miracle is. A miracle proclaims something. What does that have to do with being able to know what you could do? Could you do this before? Yeah, you just didn't know. So now Hashem showed you that you could do it. Where's the miracle in doing what you could always do? What proclamation gets made when you do something that you could do? You just didn't know you could do it, but now you know. Yeah, but that's going to do this. So I'm being tested. Yisa Hashem is Avram. What's an Isayot? If he can do it, if he's being tested with something he can do, there's no Nasi. There are tests like that, by the way, but that's not an Isayot. You do sometimes get asked to do things that you can do. There's no problem with it. It's a valid approach as well, but that's not an Isayot. What is it? Whatever, call it a test for now. I don't know what it is. It's a, you didn't realize you could do something. You had to do it. You did it. You had the power to do it. And you did it. It's not nice. Then you just did what you could always do. So the normal understanding of this, is that you thought you could go so far. Yeah? You didn't know you could go further. So Kodesh Baruch Hu squeezes you and and you go much further. Go much further than you thought you could go. You thought you could jump 10 meters. Hashem says jump 15. You didn't know you could. And you squeeze and squeeze and you jump the 15. But once again, could you jump the 15 or couldn't you? You could. So there's not nice. So what's the Nisayon? The Nisayon is where you think you can jump 10. A Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that right now you could jump 15. And Hashem says, jump 20. That's what a Nisayon is. That's just crushing me. You're asking me to do something that I can't do. Where's the Nisayon? You're just crushing me. You're telling me to do something that's impossible. So what's the Nisayon?
Just like I spoke for you. Outside, we cannot. But we
there. So let's see how that works. Yeah, he's been sitting here for many years. He even knows this. Intuitively, he doesn't even know where he knows it from. He's already got it intuitively, enough 100% correct. Now you're 100% correct. One second. We'll speak it out. He just said it intuitively. Let's try and understand this before. David HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, and Elokei Yaakov, but we don't say Elokei Dom? He wasn't just being wildy guy, because he knows that he's the fourth pillar of the Merkabah. We will say, okay, David, he's the fourth pillar of the Merkabah. So what did Hashem say to him? I have not given you a Nisayon. That's one. There's something about a Nisayon that has something to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gilu in the world. With their Merkabah, they were tested, and therefore they brought the Shekhinah into the world. The Shekhinah rode on them. David HaMelech, you haven't been tested yet. So can't ride on your back because you haven't had a Nisayon yet. So he says, no, it's a test, man. He felt the test. That's not so good. But you see from that chazal, there's a deep connection between Nisayon and binding yourself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what's the avoiding in Nisayon? Is to recognize, I can't do this. objectively speaking, I cannot do this. And then do it anyway. Because Hashem asked you to do it. Could Avraham Avinu do the Akedah? Well, he did. But before he did the Akedah, could he do the Akedah? No way. 100% no way. You're not going to say to Avraham Avinu, you know what? It's not a sugya now. Avraham Avinu had made himself into something that could only do the Ratzon Hashem. He worked out for himself exactly what the Ratzon Hashem was. Correct? He derived Torah from looking at the world. And he knew what the Ratzon Hashem was. And Hashem asked him to do something that went against the Ratzon Hashem. He asked him to Shech Yitzchak, and the Ratzon Hashem was that Yitzchak should live, not die. And Avram knew that. You handle a test like that. You're being asked to do something that's not the Ratzon Hashem because Hashem told you. And in listening to Hashem, you're going against the Ratzon Hashem. Oh, meaning. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You deal with it as saying like that, but that was the same Avram Avinu. It's an impossible test. That's what's called a nisayon. So what's a nisayon? A nisayon is when a college Baruch Hu looks at you and says, you can jump 10 and you know you can jump 10. If I really squeeze you, you'll push to 15. That's your gvul. I ask you to jump 20. What do? You start jumping. What happens when you get to 15? Because Baruch Hu drags you across to the tree. What does that say? There's a miracle here. Kaneya Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you couldn't have done this. What do we see through the Akedah? We see a Gilu of Hashem in the world. Avram couldn't, and yet he did it. He went, he stepped out to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu dragged him across. We're into it now because the Ika avoided the Ika Segula of the Akedah that we have today was the Shechitas Ayah, which had nothing to do with the Nisayon. That was a Vriya Chedosha Hamtzi Boire Yesh Miayin that Avraham Avinu did, and that was why it was such a powerful moment. But I'm coming off from that. We're not discussing the Kedah now. All I'm trying to show is that is a Nisayon. When you're asked to do something that you cannot do, and you do it anyway. And maybe you will. Maybe you will call into the Grand Canyon because he didn't drag you across. That's also part of Hashem's kishbonis. It's also part of Hashem's kishbonis. But the Nisayon is you do what you can do as much as you can do, because Baruch Hu takes care of the rest. That's what a Nisayon is.
Well, why don't you switch up your VPN? Is it coming through?
You failed.
Either Avraham Avinu shafts his son and has his son, or he doesn't. What would you call that
if he did it? If he did it, we call that a kind of hit something. He's still living in a kind of shaft.
Well,
he didn't pass the Nisayon. What happened with Donovan and Matt? Failed the test? No, that's not the point here. The point is saying, what is a Nisayon? Your success or failure in the sermon,
use this word all the time. If I'm sitting with a big plate of food, it's a big Nisayon for me not to, finish the steak, or the whole thing.
You were commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu not to do that?
No,
it's not a Nisayon. Nisayon is where Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to and says, I want you to do something, and you know that you can't. I'll tell you why, is to give the share very often with a drug rehab center. To give this talk very often. There's different terminology, but the same idea. An addict has to recognize that he can't give up his addiction. And the first step he has to recognize before he can do it. To recognize his addiction. But he's been told that you have to do it. But it's impossible. So what do? You start. You start doing as much as you can do, and then of course Mokul takes over. Anybody that ever went through an addiction and came out on the other side knows that he didn't do it on his own. maybe a few rare exceptions, but then we can debate if they're really not going into it. But the Ikarod, everybody knows that without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's intervention, you can't become get off addiction because that's the definition of addiction. I can't, I mean, no, you're whole. So the first step in Gadlus is recognizing what you can't do. And you look all assaulted. But Hashem says, do it anyway. Okay, so I'll set up on the journey. And I take the first step. Yush is where I don't take the first step because I can't do this. That's yush. Betochen is, if I've got a small opportunity to do this, I can't do it. I'll take the first step because that's as much as I can do. What's the most Rabbi you could do? What was the most Avraham Avinu could do? One second. What's the most Avraham Avinu could do in the Nisoyon of the Akedah? Is take the first step, and then the second step, and then the next step, and the next step. That's all I can do. Until I get to a point where there's nothing left for me to do. And of course, Baruch intervenes. I'll give you a simple story. The famous Maisa by the Briskerov. Ramanash, I'll come to you now. I just want to finish this theme. Famous Maisa by the Briskerov, they wanted in Brisk to make a choir. A choir in the shul. Not because they wanted to enhance the tunes, but they wanted to copy the church and the more modern or whatever. They were trying to influence it. The Briskerov was having none of this. And he asked it at the Gamre. He arrived in shul Erev Rosh Hashanah to David, and there was the Bama, and there were the Gaboyim, and there was the choir that had been training very hard. And the Gaboyim told the choir to go up onto the Bama. Briskerov got up from his seat and he walked over to them. The big shul, the Brisk shul. He walked over to them and he said, go down. They went down. Briskerov went back to the seat down. The Gaboyim got up and said, go up. Briskerov got up and walked to them and said, go down. Just carrying on a few times, hard to believe such a story, yeah? Hard to believe, but this is a Maisa Shahoya. The Briskerov said, after a while, that he knew that he could only go up once more. He only had koyach to go up there once more, and after that, there was nothing to do, he'd lost. The Mr. Rav said, so, yo, his job is to make sure there's no choir in the shul. Yeah? It looks like there's going to be a choir in the shul. What can you do? He said, I knew that I could get up once more. If they went up there time after that, game over. I couldn't. He did the choir. Questions about why, where, what is his old man, very ill man. He knew that he didn't have the courage to stand up and walk across. That's what he said about himself. That's what he testified about himself. He got up the last time, told them go down. They started walking down. And as the Gabbai told them to go up, a woman opened up the machitza from the Ezra's Noshim and started screaming to her husband. Can't you listen to the law? Grace, go sit down. And then all the women started screaming and shouting, and they went down and there was the end of the fight. That's such a perfect example of what we're talking about. Briskerov was given his job. He knew objectively, I'd come and lawyer called. What happened? You do everything you can, and of course, Boko does what he can do, what he can't do. Once happened that the Briskerov was looking for a Moroccan Esro. Wanted a Moroccan Esro. Whatever reason, lost to Yashar. Shlomo Rollins told the story. And the Briskerov had asked Shlomo Rollins to find him a Moroccan Esrog, and he got one and sent by plane, whatever, and eventually ended up in the airport and got stuck in customs. And home of Holomoid, and the Briskerov was chipping, keys, I wanted to say, oh, I want a Moroccan Esrog. But eventually, to cut a very long story short, the year Isruchad, the Briskerov didn't have his Moroccan Esrog. Okay. He didn't. He was stuck in the airport. So Shlomo Rollins came in. Very upset and apologetic, whatever, the Briskerov was fine. He didn't understand, he was so anxious and worrying and shifting and playing. He said, yeah, I did everything I could. If I don't, I don't. I didn't get it. Shem didn't want me to have it. No, but suddenly it was Pasimcha Legamre. You have to do everything you can do. And afterwards, Hashem has to do what he has to do. What did Rav Taaba's mother say about having children while they were living through the Holocaust? I'm a Jew, I'm going to do what I have to do. And the Polish ball, do what he has to do. That only that question could only be asked to them, where we have absolutely no sense of who we are, what we are, what our purpose are, and we're always doubting ourselves and tripping over ourselves because the media makes you feel like you don't know what you do. The Briskerov knew I objectively had done everything I could, but maybe you couldn't. That's the point you, Briskerov. You're missing the point of you. You objectively can know that I don't do everything I could do. And have the courage to say, no, I didn't. Well, yes, I did. We're always doubting ourselves. There's not always more. No, there's not always more. You don't have unlimited time and energy. There's priorities. You might be spending a lot of time on this. In the meantime, you were supposed to be doing that. I might have to stop doing this now. You know, there might be something more I could do because I have to be somewhere else right now. That's another problem. That's another problem. I'm talking about in theory where you're talking about what to do for yourself. And I say, yo, yeah, there's always the cloudiness and the blurriness. I'm out of it. Spotted in the sayot. For sure. But it's important to know when objectively, you know you can't do any more, the test's over. That's the end of the Nisayon. It sometimes be years later. We have Nisayon not sometimes that run for years. We have Nisayon not that all for moments. Just to do everything you can, and then give it to Hashem. Let's keep your nose down, because the water splits when it gets to your nose. So the lower your nose is, the quicker the water splits. A good answer for Shidduchim. Shidduchim is Kekriyas Yamsuf. That's a wonderful answer for Shidduchim. Keep your nose down, the sea splits quicker. Okay. But that's important to know going forward, yeah, in terms of what is a Nisayon. Okay, Nash, you've been waiting very patiently.
Yeah, but can you not shut me down after 3 seconds, because you'll immediately tell me to be quiet.
No, I never tell you to be quiet. I just tell you to be relevant, that's all.
Okay, so can I go back to Rav Shmuel's question when he said, he made a statement that Hashem will not give you any nisayon that you cannot pass. But I'm still struggling with your definition of a nisayon, because you said he was 100% wrong in that Hashem can give you a nisayon and you can't do it, but you try and you do the best you can anyway. But I would like to go back to his statement that Hashem doesn't give you a nisayon that you can't pass, because it's still within the realms of possibility. Any nisayon Hashem will give you that you can. You might think you can't do it, but you can't know that you can't do it. There's a difference between thinking you can't do it and knowing you can't do it.
That's exactly what I said. If you were listening, you would have heard what I said. Well, yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to repeat the question now. But we spoke about that. We discussed that. Hashem gives you a nisayon that you don't know you can do, correct?
Yes, but you said before that you know that you can't do.
You realize that you could do it. So let me ask you a question. Before you had the nisayon, could you do this or not?
You don't know until you try.
Correct, but now that we see that you could do it, we know that, Lemafre, you could do it. You had within you the koichas to do this, correct?
Yes.
Right, so then where's the miracle when you do it? You just did what you could do. That's not a nisayon, that's something else. There is room for that as well. I said there is. There's place for that as well, but that's not a nisayon.
You thought you couldn't do it, not that you knew that you couldn't do it. That's what I wanted to make the distinction about.
Did you have the ability to do it before or not?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's not a nisayon. A nisayon is when you ask to do something you don't have the ability to do. And even after you did it, you don't have the ability to do it because Hashem completed the job for you.
So I'm still struggling with that definition.
Huh?
I'm still struggling with that.
You can struggle with as much as you want. What you're describing is a valid thing, but it's not a nisayon. What I'm talking about is the definition of a nisayon. You're talking about a test. You're talking about something else. I don't know. A chizuk. I don't know what it's called. I was a lon nisayon.
Why? Because nisayon stems from the word nes? Huh? Because nisayon comes from the word nes, and it has to be a miracle that you pass the nisayon? Does it have to be?
What does nisayon mean? A miracle that reveals Hashem in the world. I'll show you now.
Okay.
I'll show you now. Okay. I'll show you now.
Okay. Okay.
That's what a nisayon is. A nisayon is a banner that proclaims Hashem was here, because I couldn't. Okay, let's take it further. Think about it, and we'll
yeah,
focus.
Sorry, just one more thing. Yeah.
10 o'clock.
A nisayon. Why does it have to be in the realms of miracle to be a nisayon?
Because the word, the word means. That's what the word means. The word means nisayon means a nice, a miracle where Hashem is revealed. That's what the word means.
Don't we have nisyonot all the time? But they're not on the level of akedah
sion. That's not called the nisyonot. It's called something else.
Is it called yisurim? Yisurim.
I don't know what it's called. It's not a nisyon. I'm defining nisyon. Those other things, I don't know what they are. The non nisyon, because there's no miracle in doing what you could always do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever the Hebrew word for test, it's a mivchan. It's a bechina. I don't know. And they lo yoda. I haven't heard from a rabbi. I'm not telling you what a nisyon is. All right, we have to wind down now. Well, that's important to sort knowing going forward here. Where's the nice in it? When you do something that's impossible.
No, but no one knows. It looks like I jumped 20. Really,
did you
I
know? Did you know?
Yeah, I
knew. Can't, so that's the revelation because both in the world.
When he asks me.
When David HaMelech says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will pursue my enemies and I will overtake them and I will destroy them. Yeah? What does Hashem say to him? Vani Oisekain. Hashem says, I'll take care of it. Who wants you to take care of anything? Who wants you to take care of anything? I told you, Hashem, I'm going to chase my enemies, overtake them, pursue them, and destroy them. Looks like there's any space for Hashem in this world. Nobody's doing everything. And Hashem says, Ani Oisekain. Asaf said, what? I can pursue my enemies and I can overtake them, but I certainly don't have the power to destroy them. What does Hashem say? Exactly what he said to David HaMelech. And Yeshua said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't pursue my enemies and I can't overtake them, I can't destroy them, but I'll dive into you, I'll pray. Hashem says, Ani Oisekain. Same response. And Chizkiah HaMelech says, chase them, pursue them, that's for sure I can't do, but I can't even dive it. I can't even sing Shira, I can't dive it. I'm going to bed. And Hashem says, Ani Oisekain. What's Hashem? Hashem's lost the plot. The same response to all four? Yeah. Because David HaMelech understood that in his doing, Hashem's doing everything. That's the job of Mashiach, ultimately. The job of Mashiach is to show that I am the most fully actualized, fully activated human being in the world. But when you look at me, you don't see me, you see a Kodesh Baruch. That's what a Nisayon is supposed to bring into the world. Nisayon serves to bring God consciousness into the world through a recognition of, I couldn't do that. That's why you'll find recovering addicts are the most spiritual people in the world, because they know this where it hurts. Because they had a test and they knew they couldn't do it, and yet they did it. And they knew they couldn't. So how did they do it? The Kodesh Baruch Hu was here. But nobody knew about it. He knew about it. Doesn't have to be a proclamation to the guns of hell. Abraham Avinu was a proclamation to the guns of hell. I'm at least a proclamation, hopefully, to myself. There's much more here, but I'm just going forward. We use words very loosely and very, and very loosely and very undefined. We need to at least have some definition about truth. There are midrashim that contradict what he's saying. Now, that's how you learn it one day. That's the tamtzis tachibalti. To be continued, Rabbanashi, go think about it.